Please introduce yourself and give a brief background on which part of the DECIDE project your work contributed to.
My name is Pablo Alonso. I am a researcher at the Iberoamerican Cochrane Center, which is based in Barcelona. My research work is mainly focused on improving the development and dissemination of guidelines. I led Work Package 1, in which we developed strategies targeted at health professionals, such as clinicians. There we developed dissemination strategies for this target group with the objective of facilitating decision-making. For this, we focused specifically on developing presentation formats of healthcare recommendations that could be used in a variety of settings and situations.
What are the most important findings from your work with DECIDE?
Well, during DECIDE, we noticed that different users, as well as unique users, have different information needs depending on context. Users typically prefer to be able to reach the information progressively, in layers, starting from the bottom line, for example, a recommendation, down to the summaries of a body of evidence or to individual studies. This need for layering and the format to achieve this optimally has been one of the key findings, I would say, of DECIDE. This finding has been applied, in fact, across other strategies and work packages. Another key development of DECIDE has been the development of the evidence to decision frameworks. These frameworks provide a very systematic and transparent approach for going from evidence to healthcare decisions. They aim to facilitate dissemination of recommendations and inform people about decisions that were made by making the basis for a recommendation or decisions transparent to target audiences.
How has DECIDE changed the way you work?
Well, DECIDE is a project that has clearly fostered advance of great methodology and developed dissemination strategies that have helped me and others to support the development of more rigorous, explicit, and usable clinical guidelines. In particular, the frameworks have facilitated panel discussions, for sure, when formulating recommendations. They really help ensure consideration of key criteria that determine whether an intervention should be recommended, and that the judgments that are made are informed by the best available evidence.
How might DECIDE's work help other guideline groups?
Well, I think the work of DECIDE will clearly help the dissemination of grading to guideline organizations that were not using it previously. Using grade and the dissemination strategies developed, I think will make guidelines more usable, rigorous, and transparent. I think this is a great achievement, and hopefully patients and society in general will benefit from this at all levels of healthcare.
How did you use the DECIDE evidence to decision frameworks in real guideline panels?
Typically, technical teams prepared the evidence synthesis for the evidence of effects, for the views of patients, but also about other factors like resource use, cost effectiveness, acceptability, equity, or feasibility. They then completed the frameworks with this evidence, with the option of making draft judgments and recommendations, and then bring them to the panel meetings for discussions. The frameworks help panels to review more efficiently the evidence and decide on the corresponding recommendations. Within DECIDE, we have developed an interactive software too, a product that allows groups to develop the frameworks online. This is really helpful, especially for the panels that prefer to review the frameworks in advance, allowing them to edit, provide comments, or vote. The software can also be used in meetings, especially in the case of certain recommendations where agreement is not that easy.
Were there any challenges, and how did you overcome them?
We faced formatting, language, and content issues along the project, and addressed them with the methodology that we used along the project, which included brainstorm, design, user testing, and redesign in an iterative fashion.
What do you think is the single biggest benefit of using the framework?
If I had to choose a single benefit of the evidence to decision framework, I would say that it provides structure to make recommendations and decisions in general more explicit, transparent, and rigorous.